And now to the tensions on the Korean Peninsula. On the line from London, or from Beijing, China, is Chris Hogg, a correspondent in Beijing for our partner, the BBC. Chris, you've been monitoring the situation of Governor Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, in Pyongyang today, holding meetings with top North Korean officials. What's the latest?
Well, we've got reports from journalists who've been traveling with Governor Richardson. These journalists are suggesting that he has extracted from the North Koreans some kind of offer which perhaps would lead to armed inspectors and nuclear inspectors being allowed back into North Korea to inspect the nuclear facilities there. I have to say that there is a bit of a health warning on this, because we are still waiting to hear from Governor Richardson himself. He was due to fly into Beijing this evening, just an hour ago, but his flight was cancelled because of bad weather. So at this stage, we haven't heard it from him himself, but that is the offer that we're hearing he has heard from senior members of the North Korean government, although not from Kim Jong-il himself.
Chris Hogg, is this this inspector demand, is this something that the six-party talks have had on the table for a while? Is this something that the Chinese have insisted upon? I guess I'm asking, are the North Koreans offering something that no one actually is expecting them to deliver?
Well, basically what happened was, in April last year, the North Koreans walked away from the six-party talks and they kicked out the inspectors. The inspectors had up until that point been operating inside North Korea. So for more than a year, those inspectors haven't been there. Now, the IAEA, the international body, has been asking North Korea, or saying that North Korea should allow these inspectors back in. In particular, to look at these new uranium enrichment facilities that have been shown to American experts. They want to have a look and see really what those are capable of. So this has been one of the things that the international community has been suggesting needs to happen. The other thing that we're hearing from Mr. Richardson is that the North Koreans are proposing to sell 12,000 plutonium fuel rods to South Korea. Huh. Now, there are two ways of looking at this. Either this is North Korea bending to international pressure, or it's an empty gesture. They're just getting rid of stuff they don't really need anymore.
And all this taking place in the face of live fire exercises there on the Korean Peninsula. Chris Hogg on the line from Beijing, China.